Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's do this, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why not? It's Friday.
No, I'm feeling good now.
It's Friday.
I'm feeling good.
Come on. Hell, you ought to after that good grub I fed you last night. Man, good times you had for a couple days.
I ain't been able to eat since, man. that's a lie. I ate a little bit. Clint Sterner, I am here. Ron, the show, Hughley, in today. Man, I'm in a good mood, man. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling happy. But damn, man, how come this story won't die?
Wait.
This thing, man, I mean, I came in here, I was feeling good. I didn't see it up and down the Chronicle. Only thing I did see on the Chronicle is, you know, God bless those exotic dancers who are suing that club. But other than that, man, I thought, well, they was. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
man,
I hear you.
I thought we had gotten
enough.
Past it.
Stories of the day.
This is stories of the day. I thought we had gotten past it. But no, it just keeps coming back.
Hey, look, show this deal in Major League Baseball, this sign-stealing scandal, this is a bigger problem than steroids ever thought about being back in the late 90s and the early 2000s. This is a much bigger problem for Major League Baseball than steroids ever thought about being.
Let me chew on that. I'm gonna listen. This is bigger than steroids because a whole bunch of people was on steroids. I mean, we saw Barry Bonds' head. The way he continues to deny. Man,
well, look, I always said this show. I always said like there was. I mean, first of all, they weren't testing for it, so it was no surprise. But when it happened, I said, I tell y'all what, wait 10 or 15 years, and then just look at the baseball cards. Just get you an old pack of Topps baseball cards and start flipping through them cards and see how the body's changed. Get you a 1998. Hey, look, you can get nowadays. You can buy a box, an unopened box. Go get you an unopened box of Topps baseball cards. Rip that thing open, chew on that piece of gum, and look at the bodies that are on some of those baseball cards, and then get you a 2018 set and go ahead and flip through there. I mean, steroids was a major ordeal. I mean, obviously, it was a major ordeal. There's a lot of careers that were torn apart over that. But this is bigger, man. To me, this is bigger than steroids ever thought about being. And there's a couple of reasons why, but the big one is this. This takes the advantage – this particular advantage takes the ability out of the equation. Like if you're on steroids and you're playing, if I'm a pitcher and you're on steroids and everybody knows it, by the way, I got a buddy of mine that I played some football with, that he was one of those. He said, Clint, I will bet a large amount of money that the number of Major League Baseball players at that point in time that were using steroids is in the 80-90% range.
80-90%
range.
I'm really waiting to hear this because I don't agree with you right now. But I am open-minded to be swayed.
Standing up there and I'm pitching and my stuff is better than you, if my stuff is better than yours, steroids ain't helping. It may help you recover. It may help you last longer. There may be some power involved. But the hand-eye coordination, and I've never taken steroids. So, I mean, full disclaimer, I've never taken steroids. So, if somebody, y'all text us, 713-572-4610. Shoot us a text if you have knowledge of steroids where it helps your hand-eye coordination.
No.
And that advantage of hitting a baseball. I don't care how big and how strong you are, there's still a side of hitting a baseball that is skill related. And steroids can't help that. You can get bigger, stronger, faster. I get it all that. But I still, as a pitcher, if I got really good stuff, I still got a certain advantage over you. Okay? If you know what I'm throwing, if I'm sitting up there and I'm a pitcher and you know what I'm throwing,
it makes Garrett Cole more hittable.
It don't matter who you are. Yes, it does. You take the advantage of my good stuff, my ability to locate, my ability to change speeds. You take that completely out of the equation. And for me, that means more, or that's a bigger deal than a guy juicing a little bit, getting stronger, having a little faster hands too. If he sees the ball, if he sees the pitch, if he sees the ball, then his hands may be a little quicker to get there, or his power may be a little bit more, so he gets a ball instead of a warning track. You know, it's out of the park. So to me, they're both obviously horrible, but to me, one of them is a problem. The other one is huge, man. Look, there's no better guy in the business than Pete Rose. And Pete Rose, when he says that it's a huge advantage, I take that into consideration. This is a guy that is completely aware of the late 90s and early 2000s of all the steroids. This is Pete Rose talking about the advantage of hitting a baseball when you know what's coming.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, some of these home run hitters, you know, I can think of Johnny Bench, my catcher for all those years. If you told him what was coming, he'd hit the damn thing out of Yellowstone Park. I mean, it just these guys can set on a pitch. You know, that's what guess hitters do. When you're a guess hitter, you'll go up to the plate and you might guess for a fastball. You might guess for a curveball. If you guess wrong, you could be in some trouble. But if you guess right, you just have the best swing you can have. You're never – if you know what's coming, guys, you're never fooled. And we all know in baseball – you know, you know what Verlander's best pitch is. You know what he throws. Does he throw a fastball and a slider? Does he throw a fastball and a curveball and a changeup? And, you know, if you know what's coming, you can really light him up. You really have – you may not get a hit, but you'll have a good swing.
Look, Pete said it best. Let me reframe it. When you take all the guesswork out of hitting, I believe that's more of an advantage than juicing. Is that fair?
I'm thinking, man, you sweat, because I wasn't with you. Because the first part, because I think Barry Bonds, I think great players are enhanced with steroids. Like you just said,
yes.
I think their skill level and what he can do is enhanced. We think about Barry
Bonds.
No
doubt.
You talk about
no
Mark
doubt.
McGwire, what he could do is enhanced. But I think where you're getting with, in terms of especially the links, that it appears teams, the Astros, have gone through to do this and how technical they were and how they could do it to everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I damn you,
age. I think
you got me. I think it is, I don't know, bigger because, I mean, we're talking about Supreme Court. We're talking about everything that happened with these guys who had to go and to Congress
and stuff like that. I'm just talking
impact
about
impact-wise on a game. I think you might have something.
I think I'm just talking about when you look at the advantage of both. They're, obviously, both of them are a significant advantage. There's no doubt about it, right? I mean, there's clearly no doubt about it. But when you remove the guesswork from what pitch is coming, that is a bigger deal. That has a bigger impact on the game than steroids had on the game, in my opinion. Obviously, steroids allowed you to recover quicker. I mean, that was the big thing in baseball. Obviously, you got these guys that are just monsters. A few of them that hit the ball out of the park, and that's where they got all the attention. But
the bigger thing is
like Roger Clemens' ability to play longer and his ability to recover quicker and those kind of things is a big part of it as well. When I look at this, I just believe that there's no strength, there's no quicker hands, there's no ability to hit it 40 feet deeper than I could before. That's all important, but it's not even remotely close to taking the guesswork out of the skill of hitting the ball.
No, like I said, I started off thinking steroids was something that was more impactful, but I do, especially in today's game with how important, you know, on base percentages, things like that, you could just guess walks.
I mean,
if you know somebody who throws a slider and it's not in the strike zone and you can just spit on pitches, you could just get on base. It's not always just, well, the home runs or the big – it's everything. Running up a pitch count because you're spitting on pitches. I think I've heard someone come out and say, man, I got him out 0-2, and then he just spit on four straight pitches.
Yeah.
Like, and didn't swing at him. And I'm like, how the hell he lay off these pitches running up pitch counts? So it's just – different ways when you know the pitch is coming.
When you know the pitch is coming, it impacts the game more than any hell anything that I can think of in the game to cheat. I mean, to me, it impacts the game significantly more. At the text line over here, it's blowing up. Y'all keep them coming. You sound very ignorant. A home run can change the whole outlook of the game. Well, yeah, no crap, it can, right? I mean, it's one of those deals where I'll never tell anybody I could do anything. I could hit a baseball back in the day, right? And I could coach a quarterback. Those two things right there.
That's what you could do,
right? If you know when I know what's coming in BP, in batting practice, I know what's coming. I know it's coming right over the heart of the plate. I know it's a fastball. I know what speed it's going to be. I know I'm sitting on this thing and I'm just going to let it eat.
Looking like an all-star.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it turns a real game damn near, other than location, it turns a real game and for a split second into a home run derby. You know what's coming. You sit on it and rip it. I mean, it's to me, this is the impact in an actual game, the impact that knowing a pitch, knowing what the next pitch is versus being bigger, stronger, faster, I think knowing what the next pitch is bigger than any strength that you can gain, any advantage you can gain from a steroid.
From the 713. Clint, the problem with your statement is that the act of stealing signs is legal. All right, man, we understand some of the stuff.
That.
We're talking about trash cans.
We're talking about electric, possibly having something electric on your body.
Allegedly.
That allegedly that's telling you what pitch is coming, fool. We ain't talking about banging trash cans. Hey, check this out. Look, you got that Jack McDowell. You got that Jack McDowell locked up. Hell, I ain't going to wait for you to go there, show. Hell with them. Hey, this is a Cy Young winner from the 80s, and you tell me this ain't more of an advantage than a guy juiced up on steroids and whatever steroids brings to him.
We had a system in Old Comiskey Park in the late 80s. Gatorade sign out in right center had a light. There was a toggle switch in the manager's office and a camera zoomed in on the catcher. Okay? I'm going to whistle blow this now because I'm getting tired of this crap. There was that. Tony La Russa is the one who put it in. He was also the head, the first team of all the team of people doing steroids, yet he's still in the game making $500,000, you know? No one's going to go after that. It's the stuff's getting old where they target certain guys and let other people off the hook. And, you know, like the media doesn't know that this all happened, what's going on. Everybody knows. Everybody who's been around the game knows all this stuff. Why all of a sudden it became a big thing, I have no idea.
Why is everybody snitching now, Clint? Now you just put Tony La Russa out there.
Yeah, there's snitches everywhere. Hey, look, Houston, everybody relax. This dang text board is blowing up.
Oh, I love
it.
Y'all got Clint
everybody
fired
relax.
Up.
It ain't about the Astros. This is about one scandal being bigger than the other. I feel like there's a lot of fans out there that are getting butthurt about the fact that I'm saying one's bigger than the other.
Come on, Clint.
When it's all said and done, guys, I'm simply telling you, I'm making a statement that it's a bigger deal to know what pitch is coming. Somebody said, the balls are coming at a minimum of 80 miles an hour, you dipstick.
You wanted to say it.
Look, man, you think a Major League Baseball hitter cares about speed? You think he cares about a guy's ability to throw 85 or 105? They don't give a rip. They can hit all that. It's the ability to change from an 80 mile an hour changeup or a 75 mile an hour changeup to a 95 mile an hour fastball. When I'm sitting up there batting and I don't know what's coming, the ability to have a 15 mile an hour window of what pitch is coming is the problem, you fool. The fact that that's not the case. The fact that that's not the case, it takes the guesswork out of it. I'm a Major League Baseball hitter. If you tell me 100-mile-per-hour fastball is coming, I'm sitting on it. If it's a strike, I'm unloading on this joker.
Fool.
Come on, man.
Let's go.
Get the hell
we
out
is
of
off
here.
And going today. Damn, I need to pick it up. Let's go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.